Good morning. Great having a company. And it's also great to know what's happening around the world. The women of the world are uniting on International Women's Day, March 8. And did you know that 70% of the world's poor are women? Women earn less than 10% of the world's wages, and they do 90% of the work. Let's find out more. Professor Margaret Nowak joins us now. Good morning, Professor.
Oh, good morning, John.
Which countries are we looking at mostly, do you think?
As far as this International Women's Day and the Australian women are concerned, we're looking at our immediate region, which makes it a little bit more close to home. Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands, Fiji, the Pacific Islands. Mm. But that's what we're focusing on. But of course, there has been an incredible amount of information recently in the press about violence against women over the world.
Well, we're not just talking about low wages. We're talking about life and death. A story in Papua New Guinea, the awful story, a young lady burned as a witch and killed because a young person had died and they blamed it on her.
Yes, John, I think that is a horrendous story. And it really does highlight the issues that we're trying to push this International Women's Day, which is the need for support services for women who are experiencing violence or likely to experience violence. And I haven't got all the details, but I can only imagine that poor woman in Goroka, the problem for her was that she had nobody to go to support her. Apparently, the mob just took over. So
that's right.
It really is a dreadful thing to be happening in our region.
Overpowered the police, if I recall the story correctly. Awful. So I guess education is always going to be a big impact. And like you say, having someone to reach out to. Now, each year on International Women's Day, we celebrate achievements. And we always remain focused, of course, on the sustainable change. Have you got some achievements we can feature? Something of a positive note, maybe?
I think there are changes happening all the time for women. Last year in our region, the UN women put money into making it safe for women to take their produce to market in the Pacific region. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, we also actually rebuilt the markets in Fiji to help them after the floods there actually devastated them. Because in Fiji, one of the things that we find is that it's the women who take the produce to market and that is the major source of their income. So very important, I think, to do that.
What sort of dangers were they looking at when they made their way to market?
The usual dangers that women can face from predatory males.
Awful.
And of course the dangers of being blackmailed as well either for sexual services or forced to give up their earnings as a result. So.
How did they manage?
The usual things.
Well, I wish they weren't the usual things. How did they manage to make it safe? How do you make it safe for the ladies? Did they organise transportation, security? I mean, what do you do?
Security was a large part of what was done, including providing proper toilet facilities, lots of lighting that enabled them to feel much more comfortable about the fact that they could see one another. Range of things like that that seem to be important to them.
Would certainly help. We celebrate the vital role women play in the economic prosperity, particularly of the families and communities. This is taking place every day. We don't seem to notice it. How are we better able to see it, do you think?
I think possibly you're raising an important point there, John, that we probably need to undertake more publicity about what is happening, what good is happening, rather than just focusing on the bads. And I take your point there. I think that's something that that we at UN Women should be looking at as well.
There's 100 women, in fact, were included in the inaugural WA Hall of Fame, which is wonderful. Are there some examples you can share with us?
Some very important examples in this state were the two Fionas, Fiona Wood, yes, and Fiona Stanley.
Marvellous examples.
And we all know what they both did. Alana McTiernan is there for presumably one of the things we celebrate Alana for is the fact that we've got railways. Other people that are there include the Lord Mayor and Gina Reinhardt. So it's a very broad range of people who've made massive contributions to this state over the years.
There are other contributions we can make too, because there's a list of 83 organisations, and they're published on our website, which is Power of 100, and the 100 is digits, so powerof100.com.au. And the list, they want to increase it, because I think it goes back quite some years, but they're looking to make sure it's a complete list, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. We've gone back to the 1890s, but of course, trying to get information back that far is not always easy to get a complete set of information. And so what we're doing is to provide the information that we have, and what we want is both people who have information about other organisations apart from those 83, but what we'd also like is for people who've been involved in women's organisations or whose mothers or grandmothers were involved to go and have a look and see whether they have any information which can add to what we've been able to find. So part of that is sort of expanding our knowledge, going back about the wonderful things that these organisations have done.
It's as simple as going to the website, powerof100.com.au. And something else we can take part in is the UN Women Australia Perth International Women's Day Breakfast. And that takes place on Thursday, the 7th of March, at breakfast time between 7 and 9 a.m. Only $65. And you can book by going to unwomen.org.au. It sounds like that'll be a nice blending of minds there.
I think that will be a great occasion, and we always get a marvellous lot of people, well, great women there. So we expect to have over 1,000 people there in the convention centre, and we will have a lady from New Guinea who, in fact, is a magistrate,
yes,
and has dealt with these issues over her time in New Guinea. So really we'll have some very close information to tell us about how to protect those women and the problems that they face.
That would be quite an inspirational talk. Senior Magistrate Rosie Johnson joining everyone there for breakfast. Go along to unwomen.org.au. This is only just the beginning, isn't it? I guess every day feels like the beginning when you're tackling these issues, and when we remind ourselves 70% of the world's poor are women. What do you think we can do for today, please, Margaret? What is our first step today?
Look, I think it's really important that we support women's education. To me, women the need for them to be educated is really shown by the fact that we're celebrating 100 wonderful women who all had the advantage of education, but in many of our near neighbours, women don't get those advantages. And we know that educated women actually provide support for their whole family, not just for the girls, but they are really important cogs in the development of families in poor regions. Very important that they should have the education to enable them to provide that support.
Let's make a step forward. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Professor Margaret Nowak, here at 6PR.
Thank you, John.